I detect a little bit of a smile, Aidy.
Well, it's great to win games in the last minute, and you know, I think on the amount of chances created, I think we probably shaded it as well. So, and the fact that we just kept going right to the last minute, I was chuffed to bits for the lads today. Is you know, I've asked for a bit of killer instinct, and I've asked for a bit of the Lowestoft Town spirit, and you know, we're still alive and kicking in there in that performance. So I was thrilled for the lads.
A good start, good like 20 minutes for you, and then the goal, of course, from Ryan Jarvis.
Yeah, I think you've been a bit harsh on us there. I thought we were good all first half, to be honest with you. It was a very good start to the game, a great goal, and we tested their goalkeeper several times in the first half, and probably felt like, and also felt that maybe half time just came at the wrong time for us, because we were really, really in the ascendancy, really getting them, you know, back towards our own goal and creating. So we probably need to be a little bit more clinical in front of goal. I think there was opportunities to pass the ball that we didn't take, and if you're going to take shots on, then you need to hit the target and work the goalkeeper. But you know, forward attacking players do that, and you've got to let them do that. You know, they'll make more good decisions than bad. And I was thrilled for the whole team today. I thought that front line worked really well, but everyone put in such a good shift for the side.
Particularly Josh Glover, your goalkeeper.
Yeah, Josh made some crucial saves in the second half, he did, but you know, their goalkeeper did as well. It was one of those games where, you know, we probably had enough chances to win it, but at the same time, we've been relying on Josh to make a couple of great saves, and he did. I mean, one that he pushed onto the crossbar was a world-class save, really. So, you know, fair play to Josh. He's had to wait a long while to get into the side. He came in and unfortunately made a couple of mistakes in his first game, but, you know, he's resilient. And even today, when it, you know, little points of the game didn't go well for him, he stayed in the game and kept us in it as well when we couldn't quite put them to bed. So you know, I was thrilled for his performance, but I felt there were so many sort of 8 out of 10 performances today that throughout the whole team, I'm pleased with all of them.
You had to shuffle players around again, didn't you, with new Michael Spillane today?
No, I mean, you know, we've got three outfield player subs, and Ryan Jarvis played with a bit of a knock and you know, and scored the first goal, so it shows how important that is. I mean, you know, the opposition were saying that they had several players out. Well, if we had as many players out as they did, we wouldn't be able to field a side because our squad is so small. You know, we've named two goalkeepers on the bench again today because of unavailability, and that's not a great situation to be in, but it shows that there's spirit in this side. You know, our backs are against the wall as a squad financially. You know, we can't fill it with loads of players. And if we do fill it, we need to have players who are good enough to step on the pitch and do a job for us. So fair play to the lads that were here today, because that is a fantastic effort.
At the beginning of the month, things perhaps weren't so great against the Dulwich Hamlet, who you've got this coming Saturday in the FA Trophy. That was a poor league performance, that particular match, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was probably our poorest league performance. And I felt that on the day, we allowed them to get on top of us. We didn't play the ball we didn't move the ball quickly. We were pedestrian in our passing. And, you know, when you do that against good sides, they get their shape behind the ball and they pick you off. And we invited that on ourselves in that day. That was by far our poorest performance of the season, and they looked a very good side on the basis of that. So what we have to do now is, you know, we've beaten a team today that's won their last 8 games on the bounce. So we need to put in a similar type of effort, similar type of performance, and actually as a group look at how we've just played slightly different over the last 2 or 3 games and start identifying that that's getting us rewards. So you know, it's going to be a good game next week, because we'll be looking to put a better show in than we certainly did against Dulwich, but obviously they'll be looking to do the same on us.